Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your Sunday preview for the 10th Sunday in the season of Pentecost, looking at the Lord's Prayer, the petition, Thy will be done. Our gospel lesson continues looking at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, beginning in verse 32. We see that Jesus tells us, don't worry about worldly concerns, because your Father has given you a kingdom. Do not be afraid, little flock, because your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not become old, a treasure in the heavens that will not fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed ready for service, and keep your lamps burning. Be like people waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. Blessed are those servants whom the master will find watching when he comes. Amen, I tell you, he will dress himself, and have them recline at the table, and he will come and serve them. Even if he comes in the second or third watch, they will be blessed if he finds them alert. But know this, if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. You also be ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. This is the word of our God. We continue our series of the Lord's Prayer, looking at the petition, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we consider Luther's words from the Large Catechism. He writes, so far, we have prayed that God's name be honored by us, hallowed be thy name, and his kingdom triumph among us, thy kingdom come. In these two points is summed up all that deals with God's honor and our salvation. We receive God as our own and all his riches. But now arises a need that is just as great. We must firmly keep God's honor and our salvation and not allow ourselves to be torn from them. In a good government, it is not only necessary that there be those who build and govern well, it is also necessary to have those who defend, offer protection, and maintain it firmly. So in God's kingdom, although we have prayed for the greatest need, for the gospel, faith, and the Holy Spirit, that he may govern us and redeem us from the devil's power, we must also pray that God's will be done. From the Large Catechism, the third petition, if you're following along in the Concordia edition from Concordia Publishing House, it's page 415. And so we look this Sunday, we pray the most familiar prayer, the Lord's Prayer, but what does it mean? Why do we pray it? We've prayed to honor God's reputation and to bring his ruling activity to more people, yet the devil opposes God's work. And so we pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we conclude with prayer. Lord God, at every stage of your ministry, you bowed your head to our Father's will for his glory and our good. Grant us the same attitude of faith that trusts your will at every stage of life and that works faithfully for your glory and the good of my neighbor. Amen. You can find us 9 a.m. at 2250 South Hollandsvaner Road in Maumee. You could also see the show notes and attend Zion Worship at 10 a.m. over on Cuthbert Road in Nebraska Avenue area, or 10:15 a.m. down at Monclova. God bless your day.